And now another episode of our new feature, Science Fact or Science Fiction. From time to time, we'll present a commonly held idea or popular saying to a Canadian scientist and ask them to set us straight on whether we should believe it or not. And today's idea is one we've all heard before. Sex during pregnancy can induce labor. For the scientific lowdown, we go to Dr. Peter Mitchell, professor of obstetrics and gynecology at the University of Alberta in Edmonton. So, Dr. Mitchell, science fact or science fiction?
I think, Bob, that's mostly science fiction. There may be a small element of truth in it, but largely it's fiction.
Okay, so what's going on? Why do you think people think that?
Well, it is a very commonly asked question, and there have been several studies that have addressed this over the last two or three decades, and none of them have shown that there's any significant problem with having sexual intercourse during pregnancy, provided it's a normal pregnancy. So certainly there's been no increased incidence of miscarriage or that sort of thing. Towards the end of pregnancy, it may become physically difficult for a couple to have sexual intercourse, but I tell my patients if they can find a comfortable way, then go to it.
Well, is there any way that that sex could induce labor?
Yeah, there are a couple of occasions when that advice would change, and perhaps the most common one we see is in women whose doctors think they're at some risk for an increased chance of premature delivery. And usually that is that they've already had an episode of premature labor during this pregnancy. And then we are concerned there are hormones called prostaglandins that are in the seminal fluid. And these prostaglandins, we know, can cause some uterine activity, some uterine contractions, and they also can cause that cervix, the lower portion of the uterus, to undergo softening and become very distensible. And we call that process ripening. So through pregnancy, that cervix has to be a sort of a firm cylindrical tube, if you like, to keep the amniotic fluid and all of the products of conception, including the baby and the placenta, inside the uterus. In order for labor to occur, that cervix has to become very soft and distensible so that the uterine contractions can dilate the cervix and allow the baby and the rest of it to pass. And that, we think that that process is largely done by these hormones, prostaglandin. And when we're trying to induce labor nowadays in women whose cervix is not ripe, it remains hard and firm, we will use prostaglandins actually therapeutically to ripen the cervix. So in the case where a woman has had an episode of premature labor, often we will say that those prostaglandins may be detrimental to her, so perhaps we don't need to restrict intercourse, but we would advise the woman to, or at least the woman's husband or sex partner, to use a condom so that the prostaglandins aren't deposited into the vagina.
Do you get asked this question very often?
Oh, very commonly.
Dr. Mitchell, thank you very much.
It's a pleasure.
Dr. Peter Mitchell is a professor of obstetrics and gynecology at the University of Alberta in Edmonton. Now, if you have a so-called science fact that you'd like us to verify, send it in. We'll give you the addresses in just a minute. And that's it for this week's edition of Quirks and Quarks. Next week, Canada in 2050, a special full edition that looks at the impact of climate change on our country over the coming decades. If you'd like to get in touch with us, you can write to Quirks and Quarks, P.O. Box 500, Station A, Toronto, Ontario, M5W1E6. Our email is quirks@cbc.ca. And to get to our webpage, just go to cbc.ca/quirks, where you can subscribe to our podcast, sign up for our weekly newsletter, listen to our audio archives, and check out our latest blog. Quirks and Quarks was produced by Jim Hanman, Jim Lebbins, Pat Sensen, and Zara Lurie, with technical help from Tim Lorimer. I'm Bob McDonald. Thanks for listening.